Well, if you tried to hire somebody to do anything around the house, you know, a handyman, or if you want something, you know, a bigger project, man, it's hard to get done these days. It is. Will Bondrick joining me now. He is the owner of Community Construction in Lansing, Michigan. Will, good to have you here.
Good morning, Steve.
Nice to see you, my friend. I'm good. Good to see you, my friend. All right, so you run Community Construction. All right, and so a lot of things. First of all, you had COVID come along. We saw the price of lumber go through the roof, right? And then we saw COVID leave, and we saw people saying, hey, hiring, and nobody responding. Apparently, nobody wanted to go back to work. I mean, how hard is it, right? I mean, it's impossible for a lot of folks like me. I just need a few things done around the house. Good luck finding a handyman, right? And if you do, man, you're going to pay through the teeth. That's if you can find anybody else. It's tough on all fronts out there in construction, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's and the COVID was just the tip off. You know, from COVID, what happened is we got this boom of the gig economy, the deliveries. And so why go out and do hard work when you can just sit on your couch and wait for your phone to beep? And then you can just jump in your car and go grab some groceries or some food for somebody and drop it off and make the same money, if not more. That was definitely a blow to the blue collar, the construction industry. But now, you know, that market has kind of dwindled away. You know, there isn't hardly anybody ordering groceries anymore these days, or, you know, an Uber Eats and those type of gigs. They have slowed down tremendously. So we're anticipating some of these construction workers will come back, although we have not seen that.
Yeah, I mean, you're hoping for that, right? So for you, what's more challenging? I mean, you go out to somebody's house and they say, okay, I want this redone or this rebuilt or a deck built or a kitchen remodel, whatever it might be. And so you go through the process, you give them a quote. And they look at the quote and they go, my gosh, things are getting expensive around here. And some of them are like, how can it be so expensive? Well, materials and labor, right? Those are the two costs that drive the cost of anything in construction, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and especially when we're not producing enough gasoline, then we have the transportation cost goes up exponentially. And not only the transportation cost, but you think about siding is a petroleum product. Decking is a petroleum product. Paint is a petroleum product. So when the price of oil goes up, then everything goes up in construction.
Right, so the price of oil right now, if I'm looking at Brent crude, the world benchmark's at $90. It has been hovering at about $75, $78 for a number of months. Now it's spiked in the last few weeks to $90, which is why the price of gas is also going up. So when you drive somewhere, to put it all together. So how is business, though? I mean, generally in not just your company, but what's the general take on business? Are people working? I mean, I see some stuff being built. I see some houses being built. I see some renovations being done, but how does it compare historically?
Well, you said it right there. You see some. Historically, right now we're at a 12-year low. We haven't seen home housing starts in Michigan this low since 2012, which was, the Obama Granholm Great Recession years. And so who knows? It's been very difficult for home builders. Over last year, since actually 2019 was the height, we're at 50% of what we were building in 2019 here in mid-Michigan.
50%.
So, yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah, half of where we were. So, I mean, okay, so for a company like yours, I mean, that's tough on you, but it's a bigger indication of what's going on, or rather not going on, in the economy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's twofold, because I believe that the economy is difficult right now in mid-Michigan, but then you also have the difficulty of maintaining and running a construction company because of the lack of talent.
Right, because you don't have the people that can do the job, the finish carpenters and all of the framers, the finish carpenters, the drywallers, the roofers, the siding people, all of that. When you hear, I mean, I don't go political on you, Will. Talal is a lot of what people call you as well, so that's what I call you generally. Anyhow, when you hear people say, like Joe Biden or the folks there in the administration say, the economy's doing great, you just don't understand. What do you hear? What's your reaction to that?
I've from all of my colleagues, I've never heard those words. And then, you know, it's like you said, you when the homeowner calls up for a handyman or have a new roof, new siding, you name it, a new deck built, the issue is that when you come out there, nowadays, there's always sticker shock. 5 years ago, there was no sticker shock. There were the golden years. Things were getting done. You would present a price. Everything was reasonable back then. But now, you can't go to a home and just eke out a meager profit and cover your overhead without a sticker shock, and people can't believe it. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So tough times, and you don't see it getting any better. I'll give you the last word here. And then, well, before we do that, tell the folks how they can find you. If you're in the Lansing, Michigan area, Talal Community Construction, how do they find you?
Well, you can always type in a Google search of Community Construction. Our website is comconstruct.com, which is C-O-M-M, construct.com. And we also are on Facebook as well.
There you go. Community Construction. Run the Google thing on it. It's not going to get any easier. 15 seconds. Now I'll give you the last word.
Well, there is a bright spot. Lansing Community College has an excellent construction school. It's a 2-year degree to teach young people how to become builders and older people as well.
There you go. Young, old, you need the bodies. Talal, thank you as always. Talal Badra, Community Construction. Thank you. There you have it. That should answer some of your questions about why you try to get a handyman, why it costs you an arm and a leg. Yeah. All right. Quick break here. It's the Steve Gruber Show.